All right, Phil Henry here. It's the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Perhaps you heard the news yesterday. Acclaimed director Steven Spielberg has abruptly left his position on the Boy Scouts of America advisory board, giving the group's exclusion of gays as his reason for leaving. And he was quoted as saying, "The last few years in scouting have been deeply saddened me to see the Boy Scouts of America actively and publicly participating in discrimination. It's a real shame," Spielberg said in a statement that was actually released on Monday. Tracking down entertainment writer Doug Danger today, we wanted to get a couple of comments from him, because you do cover the... And I know that you're hitting deadline, Doug. Thank you for joining us from the newsroom there at the Orange County Courier.
My pleasure, Phil.
Are you busy?
Not a lot busier, I think, than normal, although I'm going to be focusing a little bit on the Spielberg situation for my column tomorrow.
Are you near a loading dock or something?
No, I'm actually down in, I'm actually right down near the printing room, so I'll try to get into some quieter climbs here in a moment.
All right, so entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, Doug Danger, with us, and the question I have for you is, Spielberg coming out and resigning, doesn't that send a strong message to the gay community that he's in full support of gay rights?
You know, Phil, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, and it's a little bit tougher fooling me than a regular journalist.
All right, you are, and that's something I didn't point out to the audience, you are openly gay.
I have been, and I continue to be. I've been forced into dealing with things honestly. I look at how far I have come, Phil, personally, overcoming discrimination and prejudice since I came out way back last November. And I can just see through things a little bit better. That's what gay people can do. I'm not fooled.
And well, when you say you're not fooled, what do you mean by that? I mean, Spielberg seems genuine in saying that he is against the Boy Scout stance.
Well, I'm looking back on something that the gay community has been aware of for a long, long time. He purposefully left us out of Schindler's List. He left. That was all about Jews. There was nothing in there about gay people or gay journalists.
Are you talking about Schindler's List? That's back in 92, and that was the film about the Holocaust, right? And that was the film about the Warsaw Ghetto, and specifically Oscar Schindler and his saving the lives of a specific segment.
Yeah, but Phil, first of all, there was nothing in that movie about the gay Jews that he saved. They did not make a point of that out. There was nothing in there about gay journalists. He had an opportunity, frankly, to make a statement, and he didn't do it. That speaks very strongly to me. Now you move on to Amistad, where he could have dealt with the fact many of the abolitionists were gay. And then comes the final slap in the face at Saving Private Ryan. He completely avoids any mention of homosexuals hitting the beach at D-Day. Never once mentions homosexuality in all of Saving Private Ryan. We should give him props for his earlier work and his depiction.
Wait. Schindler's List was about specific...
All right, Schindler's List, I'll give you that. It was about a specific segment of the Jewish population that was saved by the Oscar. But what about Amistad?
Well, was it well known that many of the abolitionists were gay? I mean...
Well, the whole reason why you would do a movie is to let people know this. And that many of the slaves were gay. So you had that element that he wouldn't mention.
And in Saving Private Ryan, do you think it was relevant that a lot of the guys that hit the beach were gay?
I think it's as relevant as there's a scene in there where one of the soldiers makes a point of saying he's Jewish. But there's in nowhere in that film do we see any depiction of the obvious. Does Upham, who is the young journalistic, the young interpreter, does he come out and say he's gay? No. And I think there was an opportunity.
So you're telling me that Spielberg has stabbed the gay community in the back by...
Yeah, and he's trying to buy us off now.
No, but by not mentioning gay abolitionists and gay slaves in Amistad and the homosexuals that hit the beach at D-Day.
That is correct. And I think if you look at his earlier work, he never had a problem with that. We all give him props. I think the gay community gives him props for his depiction of gay characters. For instance, Richard Dreyfuss's character in Jaws, the gay marine biologist that he brilliantly played, Jeff Goldblum playing the homosexual a mathematician in Jurassic Park, but that's not much of a stretch for Jeff because he is a homosexual.
Well, wait a minute. He's married to he was married to.
Yeah, that's fine.
But he was married to Gina Davis.
Yeah, that's fine. Dustin Hoffman's portrayal of Hook, I think, had some gay touches. But then he decided to abandon his courageous portrayal of gays in film because he wanted the best. He wanted that Best Director Oscar. I have put in calls to Steven Spielberg to ask him why. And I'll give you three guesses, Phil, as to whether he's called me back, and the first two don't count.
He hasn't called you back.
You got it. He's running scared. He knows that I'm going to pin him down. I think he did all of this because he wanted the Best Director Oscar.
I think so. He's purposefully left out mentions of gays in Amistad, Schindler's List, and in Saving Private Ryan to get the Best Director Oscar.
Absolutely. And guess what? As soon as he stopped depicting homosexuals in his films, he won Best Director for Schindler's List. He won Best Director for Saving Private Ryan. As soon as he got rid of the whole Jeff Goldblum, that gay as hell character that he played, then we're cool. Okay? So now he gets pangs of guilt and he resigns from the Boy Scouts Advisory Board because the anti-gay thing is beginning to show. Well, I'm sorry, Stephen, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I see right through that bullcrap.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Doug Danger. I'm Phil Hendry. Hold on for a second, Doug. I'll give our number, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger does not believe Spielberg's resignation from the Boy Scouts Advisory Board. He doesn't believe that it's genuine. And you say that he dropped all reference to homosexuals in his movies to win the Best Director Oscar. So why then now does he quit the Boy Scouts?
Because I think he's posturing for the gay community. I think he wants back in. I think he wants back into the good graces of the gay community. But I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist, and it's pretty tough to fool me. As a journalist, because I'm a gay journalist, you can't put anything past me. And I think now he wants to get back in with the gay community. But we remember how he cut us completely out of artificial intelligence. Unless you consider Haley Joel Osment's very sensitive portrayal of the robot boy, it does have a very gay feel to it. But I would say,
well, okay, let's forget about it. I haven't seen that movie. I don't know. You're telling me that Richard Dreyfuss in Jaws, playing a
he was a gay character,
playing a gay marine biologist. Jeff Goldblum in whatever the hell it was.
Jurassic Park.
A gay mathematician, and suddenly he abandons his commitment to the gay community.
These were honest portrayals of gay characters in his films. Very honest portrayals of gay characters in his films. Look at Harrison Ford and how beautifully... There was a very butch thing that Harrison Ford did in Raiders of the Lost Ark that you don't know. And
he was gay? That character was gay?
I think any gay person recognizes that. See, but this is a thing that Spielberg did so well early on, and now he's abandoned it. And I find it offensive, and I find it particularly offensive that now he's trying to pretend like it all never happened by resigning from this advisory board.
Just take me back now to Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Harrison Ford character, you say, was sort of butch?
It's a character I think any gay man recognizes as very flamboyant with the whip and everything. I think straight people, I think it appealed to straight people because it had a kind of a butch edge to it. But it was, for the most part, fairly, I would say, accurate depiction of a traveling homosexual. I think that's what we look like.
All right, 1-800-449, seriously, huh? Travel around with whips?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is...
What do you mean a depiction of a traveling homosexual?
A lot of us look that way.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Doug Danger about Steven Spielberg's resignation from the advisory board of the Boy Scouts of America. He brings up a couple of interesting points. He says that nowhere in Amistad, Saving Private Ryan, or in Schindler's List is there any mention of homosexuals, even though they were, I guess... present at all three events. There were gay slaves, some homosexual inmates, and also homosexuals who were on the beach at Omaha Beach, I should say, and also the fact that he has backed away from his obvious portrayal of gay characters in Jaws and Jurassic Park. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Doug, are you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
We momentarily lost the phone line. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is with us, commenting on the resignation of Steven Spielberg from the Boy Scouts of America Advisory Board. He says he is disappointed in the Boy Scouts for being discriminatory when it comes to gay people. Mr. Spielberg has been a member...
Look, can I just jump in and say something? Why is everybody trying to cover this guy's backside? What is it about Steven Spielberg that everybody wants to say, oh, what a great man, and what a great person, and what a great humanitarian? This guy had an opportunity to depict homosexuals fairly in some of the biggest movies ever made of the 20th century, and instead, he comes out... He could have, for instance, commented on the thousands... gay soldiers.
Well, you keep going with this gay soldier thing and Saving Private Ryan, and why didn't he talk about the gay inmates in Schindler's List? And yet he did depict Hook as gay, according to you.
He did a few things. He did a few things, but I don't think he did enough. And I think he should have commented, for instance, on the possibility. I'm not saying that Schindler was homosexual, but wasn't there a possibility that he was?
And was there a possibility that Schindler was a homosexual? I don't know. He had a lot of girlfriends. He had a wife. But I guess anything's possible.
Thank you. And yet, Mr. Spielberg, Mr. Courageous Filmmaker, backs away from it. I'm going to tell you something right now. I put a call into him. He hasn't returned my call. I'm a member of the media. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm getting offended, and I'm going to have to assume that he's running scared.
All right, hold on. At 1-800-449-8686, he's running scared. From what?
You know, I can call out the dogs on this thing, Phil, and get the community marshaled against...
What, a boycott of his movies? I don't think it's going to happen. Here is Bill on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm calling in regards to Doug's comments.
Doug Danger here, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you got a radio turned up or something?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm calling about that Phil... Or excuse me, Doug is he? They made the films of history, and we've all respected and known that gays have been around for a long time, but that wasn't his point. He was trying to show the point of the.
What about in Peter? Well, what about in Peter Pan?
To say Hook was gay, I
well,
never
I don't know.
That.
I mean, I don't know, but I mean, he had no problem with depicting historically the homosexuality evident in Peter Pan.
Well, then as a viewer of the movie,
yes, sir.
And with my grandchildren watching, I never saw that. And you know, each person sees different ways.
Well, when those events took place, and I don't know whether they did.
What, Peter Pan?
Yes, sir.
Nothing in Peter Pan took place. That's not historical.
No, I know. I know that nobody flew around London or anything. I'm saying Captain Hook was a historical figure.
Exactly.
All right. Was he gay? I think so. A lot of those pirates were.
Agreed with that.
All right, sir.
But to say that he didn't pursue and show it more, you know, was
where were the home?
That was the point of the movie. The Peter Pan that was made to show children of fantasies and happiness.
Did you see Hook as a gay man?
No, I I'm not a gay
and
man.
And you're not homophobic.
And I'm not homophobic.
All right, see,
no,
I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist, so I can see a little bit more clearly, I think, how our community is depicted in the media.
But,
and I think that when you look at the beautiful turn that Richard Dreyfuss did in Jaws as that very flaming homosexual marine biologist, and
I wouldn't say he was flaming in that movie. Did you see that movie, Bill?
Yes, I did.
Jaws.
Yes,
did you say
did.
He was flaming in that movie?
No, I don't think.
He
so.
He wore a beard. He had jeans.
Oh God, he was mincing. He was chewing the scenery with his mince, with that whole mincing thing he did. But I think that was gutsy of Spielberg to do that. See, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, now, am I talking with Phil or Doug?
This is Doug Danger, sir.
Oh, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well then, Doug, I agree with that, you know, but
you agree with what, that Dustin Hoffman minced all over the place in Jaws?
It wasn't Dustin Hoffman.
I mean, what's the guy?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss. You agree he was gay in Jaws?
No, I don't agree that's how I perceived his character.
All right, well, I'm here to tell you, I'm a gay man, all right?
Exactly.
And I'm a gay journalist.
Okay.
Believe me, he was playing a gay.
Well,
I don't know how you can...
Just leave it. Please, gentlemen, this is my area of expertise.
Dreyfuss was gay in Jaws?
Yes.
All right, Dreyfus was gay in Jaws. So now we're going to punish Spielberg because he's backed away from depicting homosexuals. What do you mean Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park?
Another fact. Excuse the language, but I mean, that's anybody could see that.
And I don't see that. He handled the children. He acted exactly the part he was supposed to be.
Well, yeah.
And all because they didn't show him with a female or a male, that doesn't depict him as gay.
Well, I'm a gay man, though.
He played the character.
Are you aware that I'm gay?
Doug?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I heard you say that, and also understand that you said that it was last November that you stepped out.
I came out, yeah.
Exactly.
I stepped out is a better way of putting it, though, but yes, I did.
Came out, okay. Now, I'm from the Atlanta area, and,
yes, sir.
And the gay population in Atlanta is great. And of course, I don't want to sound horrible. Yes, I have a lot of gay friends. And
all right, then you know what it is. You know what a gay man looks like, and you know.
I know what he looks like. I know how he acts.
All right, then
you know
he looks exactly like Harrison Ford in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Well, you laugh about that, but that is an accurate depiction. That is an accurate depiction of a traveling homosexual in the Middle East.
That is very accurate.
Harrison Ford in Raiders. That's an accurate depiction of a traveling homosexual
in the Middle East.
We could take any movie or
right.
any TV series
and decide that
any person because of any
certain I'll tell you who didn't look gay. I don't think that Rock Hudson looked gay in McMillan and Wife, and look what happened. Turns out he was. So there you go.
All right, okay. Bill, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. You said that Spielberg's running scared, doesn't want to take your phone calls?
Absolutely. He knows that he has to return my phone calls. He knows that we can call out the dogs on this thing. What we demand is more than just him resigning from the advisory board of the Boy Scouts. We want to see more honest depiction of homosexuality in his films. Get back to the Steven Spielberg of Close Encounters, where homosexuality was rife throughout that film. Get back to the Steven Spielberg of 1941. Get back to the Steven Spielberg of E.T. even, which, of course, was a children's movie, but it was from a gay perspective. This is the Steven Spielberg we remember. We don't know why he hasn't been honest enough to share that with us at this point.
Maybe he got some heat from Hollywood. I don't know. Here is Ray on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes,
yes
Phil.
Sir.
I can't see how that somebody can say that, you know, he won when he dropped the gay and homosexual reference from his films, that he won Best Director for certain films.
Yes,
he won Best Director for those films because those were good films.
Well, they were good films, although they did eliminate all reference to homosexuality. But you'll notice that in Schindler's List, do you see any reference to the gay community in that movie?
No, because that's not what the movie was about.
Guess what? He won. Did you see any reference to homosexuality in Saving Private Ryan?
No.
Guess what? He won. Don't you see what's going on here?
Well, the guy made a good point. Those movies weren't about being gay, okay?
Well, what were they about? They're about being human. But he showed Jews, he showed Germans, he showed women, he showed men, he showed tall people, but guess what? He didn't want to show any gay people. That's homophobic.
Those were movies that were more based towards historical reference.
Was that
the Nazi concentration camps? As far as the landing of D-Day, those movies were about.
Do you know how many homosexuals there were in the German SS? Just about 90%. And yet,
oh well, there you go. That's really great. 90% of the SS were gay, and you want those guys depicted as gay? I guess that's going to really make you look good, huh?
Well, they were everywhere. Is all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say, Ray.
And how can you? I mean, I've watched Jurassic Park. I have it on video. I've watched it, you know, 100 times. How can you say that Jeff Goldblum's character was flaming? You know, was it blatant?
I didn't say he was not as flaming as Richard Dreyfuss in Jaws, but Goldblum in Jurassic Park very much put a gay touch on that character.
I mean, he made references in the movie at one time
Goldblum,
to the fact his ex-wife when he was talking to another character.
I think, yeah, underline ex. I think Jeff Goldblum just sort of carries himself in a very homosexual way, and I think that Spielberg just used that.
The guy was married to Gina Davis. You keep talking about it.
He had a bow on in one scene, but it was cut out before they showed it. A feathered boa. So I think you have to, yeah. You didn't know that?
I don't think. I mean,
they did.
If it was a feathered boa.
Yeah, he was dancing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry's show at 1-800-449-8686 with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, and he's talking to me about Steven Spielberg resigning from the Boy Scouts Advisory Board because of their discrimination against gays.
Yeah, and Phil, I want to jump in with one more thing. I want people to be very clear on one thing. I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. That means I've got a better... It's tough to fool me. I can tell that Spielberg resigned from the Boy Scouts Advisory Board to try to get back in good with the gay community after completely insulting us by not characterizing the gay community in Saving Private Ryan. Where was the gay community in that movie?
That was a movie about D-Day hitting the beach. Where are you going to even have the time to talk about the gay community? You know, there was a gay community in World War II. I read up on it. They were most of those guys were manning anti-aircraft guns in North Africa. They called Hitler Helen.
I understand that.
That was a book I read, The Gay Metropolis. But, you know, that was secondary to the story. Let me go to a phone call here. This is Montana. Is that your name, sir?
That is my name. That's correct.
Okay, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Montana.
Okay.
Are you gay, sir?
No, sir, I am not.
All right.
I am a very proud heterosexual male.
Forgive me, but your name's unusual.
I was named after my grandfather, and my son's named Montana also.
All right, well, that sounds nice.
My question is, or my comment is, what is it about Steven Spielberg's movies that you're insisting that he portray the gay community? I mean, I'm a double Eagle Boy Scout. I've actually attained the rank of double Eagle Scout. I am a scout master. I am a leader in my leadership corps with my Boy Scouts, and I totally support the fact that the Boy Scouts are not going to allow any gay leaders in our organization.
Well, what they're doing in the Boy Scouts right now is a version of the military. It's kind of a don't ask, don't tell thing. I'm gay, okay? I'm a gay.
I've heard you 31 times in less than 10 minutes tell me that.
I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay. Are you aware of that, though?
Yeah, you said it. Now you've probably said it about 40 times in less than 15 minutes.
I don't think there's anything wrong. You identified yourself as a member of the Boy Scouts. Why can't I tell you I'm a gay journalist?
Yes, but I'm not saying it every sentence that I make. I mean, every sentence you make, every time you say something, I'm gay. I'm a gay journalist. Well, hell, we get the point that you're a gay journalist.
No, but the point I'm trying to make here is that as a gay journalist, I see more clearly than most people. And what I'm seeing here is Spielberg completely left out the very obvious things that he could say about the gay community in Amistad.
And how could the hijacking of a slave ship have anything to do with the gay community? Okay.
I agree.
What about, first of all, the people who were in charge of those slaves and who incarcerated them were United States Marines. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, that was the 1830s Marines. Yeah.
Okay. And you are going to leave homosexuality of a scene like that. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, most definitely.
Why?
I mean,
United States Marine Corps.
Nothing to do with homosexuality.
The U.S. Marine Corps was populated primarily by homosexuals between 1820 and...
You don't know that.
Oh, listen to the homophobe.
Well, why am I a homophobe?
You're so violently disagreeing with me.
How do you know the U.S. Marine Corps was populated primarily any more than you think the SS was?
Most of Hitler's supporters were gay.
Because he's gay. He knows everything because he's gay. He knows everything about
I'm
the
gay.
Movies, about these producers, because he's gay.
I'm
he
a gay journalist. No,
closet.
But I'm a gay journalist. I came out in November. What are you laughing about? Well, you know something?
Oh, man, I can't.
My column tomorrow is going to deal with Steven Spielberg's homophobia. And
oh, come on, will you?
No, and then why he won't return my calls for an interview. He won't return my calls because he's running scared and he won't address this issue. I'm getting offended, and naturally I would assume it's because he's homophobic. I need for Steven Spielberg to get back to me before this gets ugly in the gay community.
Well, what are they...
Ugly in the gay community.
That's good,
oh, no, that's really hot, I tell you what. I live down in Cincinnati, and I just can't understand why you gay people have to come out. You have to throw it up in our face all the time. I have no problem with you guys being gay. I mean, I'm not running up and down the street and protesting and saying, oh, man, I'm a heterosexual, you know. I'm not throwing it up in your face all the time. That seems to be all that you gay people want to do.
You're not throwing
it up
in our
face.
Every time you sign your name, you're throwing you call yourself Montana, and you're not gay?
My name is Montana.
Well, sir, that's an obviously gay name.
Oh, yeah, listen to you.
Well,
everything's gay to you. See,
no, sir.
You're a fresh queer out of the closet, so everything is gay to you.
I'm freshly out of the closet. I've been out. I came out back in November.
You came out in November. You just crawled out from under your rock in November, didn't you?
That's almost 6 whole months ago.
Oh, yeah, you just crawled out from under your rock 6 months ago?
Well, if I were you, I'd go back under your rock and change my name, because every time you say your name's Montana, some guy in a feathered boa is going to give you a front row seat there at the Moulin Rouge.
Partner, you better think again.
What you laughing about? You're the guy with the name Montana.
That's
okay,
right.
All right, his name is...
I was named by my parents. I was named Montana after my grandfather.
What, after some saloon singer
they saw? Being gay?
What's
the
name
about my name? What's your name?
My name's Doug, okay, as in Douglas.
Oh, yeah,
that's like, that happens to be like a guy's name. I don't know about Montana.
Doug takes it up the mug, right?
Hey,
yeah, understand
well,
that, Doug.
What, last guy I knew named Montana took it up the old dirt road, and they got plenty of them in Montana.
Come on, you guys. Can't we grow up a little bit?
Well, this is a guy named Montana, and he's giving me a hard time.
Oh, you're going to
look. Your name is Montana.
You crawled out from underneath your rock, and every sentence you got coming out is that you're saying you're gay.
Are you aware that I'm a gay journalist, and that means I can see right through this bullcrap with Steven Spielberg? You're aware of that, right?
I don't see
Yes, he's aware Steven, of it.
I don't see anything Steven Spielberg's done that has any gay connotations to it. I mean, Saving Private Ryan, there was no gay connotations in that. Just like Phil Henry got through telling you, that was about World War II. That was about an episode in World War II.
Where's the gay community in that?
The straight community.
And where were the black soldiers, too, by the way?
Oh, will you come on? It was a white force. The black support and supply guys were there, but this was about the attack on the beach. And at that time, unfortunately, our armed forces was still segregated. There were no black troops there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, but there were gays, and they didn't say anything about it.
I'm sure there were some
gays
there.
Yeah, and they didn't show any gays.
Yeah, I bet you they did show some gays. But guess what? We didn't know because they were wearing their freaking helmets.
They were doing what soldiers do. They were fighting.
All right, Montana, whatever you say, sweetheart.
Okay, look, Doug.
That's the guy with the name
buddy,
Montana.
I ain't your sweetheart for one damn thing.
Well, then you better change your name.
I hear
that name, man.
My name has nothing to do with it, Doug. Take it
lilac.
Up the pud.
Take it up the what?
Take it right up the pud there, Doug.
Well,
I know how
what,
you like to take it, don't you, buddy?
I'll tell you what, Montana, I bet you got a butt like a roadmap.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Montana.
What a fact.
Okay. Doug Danger, he's going to have it all in his freaking column tomorrow. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. My name is Phil Henry, and this is the Phil Henry Show. This is a decidedly different form of radio. If you were with us for the preceding 45 minutes, you heard something, and perhaps if you're new to the show, you don't know what the hell it was that you just heard. You heard a writer, a gay man, and a gay journalist named Doug Danger talking about how Steven Spielberg has sold out the gay community, even though he's resigned from the Boy Scout. What does it all mean? You know that a lot of it sounded really weird, and if you're any kind of a human being at all, you know that a lot of it was pretty damn funny. Especially that last call there with Montana, as he and Doug were trading barbs about who takes it in the, quote, pud, end quote, whatever that means. Many of you who are longtime listeners, of course, you know exactly. But what of you, the new listener? And a better question to ask is, what did all of that mean? What was that? You see, we have to kind of stop down and explain this radio show from time to time, because this freaking show, pound for pound, is the funniest radio show in America. I don't care what... I'm saying that. Believe me, there was a time in my life I was doing some radio that just sucked so bad that I wanted to blow my brains out every day I left the studio. I didn't know why anybody hired me. But within the last 10 years, we formulated a kind of interactive improv radio utilizing theatrics that's truly unique. Are we breaking through? Are we having an impact? Are we gathering audience? Well, we don't know. We hope. We pray. Sometimes I get done with a piece of comedy like we just did, and I wonder, who heard it? Who got it? Or are you just one of those numbnuts that scratches his head and goes, well, hell, this ain't real, and you turn to the other channel? Well, it's fine. That's your kind of thing. That's your kind of a thing. What we heard there, though, was our attempt at lampooning A, the overactive and self-important aspect of the gay community that seems to be prevalent from time to time, like any other aspect of any other community. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay. Until it's kind of dull. And it's not that we're all homophobes or anything. It's like, okay, we get it already. So you're gay. So what are you doing to improve the state of human affairs this week? Other than the fact you're running around and telling us that you're gay. And in taking the phone calls, we also have a marvelous snapshot into the real attitudes of the non-gay community, the so-called straight people. People who at times will tell you that they're not homophobic, but if they get worked up enough, we begin to see their homophobia leak out a little bit. And what we present to you every day, every single day on the show, are these marvelously true snapshots of the human condition and the human experience. And we draw that from news stories like Spielberg quits the advisory board of the Boy Scouts. Are we interested in that story? Only insofar as we can do something with it. Plus, we also did a little sticking it to Steven Spielberg, who, while a great director, is certainly just that. He directs movies. He's not Albert Schweitzer. He isn't Martin Luther King. He's not even close. And I say that even though I know that he has educated a great many of us with some very thoughtful films like Schindler's List, like Saving Private Ryan. But he's a movie maker. And this is still well, well down the list of people that we should be giving our kudos to, I think, on a semi-regular basis. But I tell you what, he contributes a hell of a lot more than I do. I mean, this guy puts together a movie. It's a legendary thing, and it lasts forever. This radio show that we do, nobody's going to remember it past tomorrow's sneeze. But that's okay. That's the cross we bear. That's the mountain we climb. That's radio. But that's what you just heard if you were with us for the last 45 minutes. I'm not trying to be highbrow. I'm just trying to, first of all, one of the things that I always wanted to do was blow up and eventually blow up and push into a shallow grave and then cover it over with dirt. The really boring, unemotional, and disingenuous phone calls that almost every talk show gets. The callers that want the host to pat them on the head and tell them they're great. The callers who think they've got something really fantastic to say when, in point of fact, it's already been said by 16 other callers. That's when we get rid of that. We wanted real emotion. So what did we go about doing? We went out inventing different characters and creating this scenario whereby we could get real emotion from people. And the fact is, I do all the voices of the characters. So that makes the show even more unique. So we do this every day. Every day, Mike and I come in here and write this show. Every day, Craig sits here, and we punch buttons, and we pump this thing out into America. Who hears it? Who listens to it? Who understands? You think I'm getting through? Well, we don't know. We just do what we do. Are we even on the air in half of the radio stations that carry this thing? I know a lot of you are driving home right now, and no, we ain't Dr. Laura. To quote Roger Waters, Maya Craig's big hero, is there anybody out there? No, we're not Rush. No, we're not a lot of stuff. We're us. You know, I had an acting teacher. I took an acting class once. Not that that's of any great importance, but he said something very true. He said, you know what? All you can do is speak your truth. If people listen to it, accept it, and enjoy it, well, then you're a star. If they don't, well, at least you can say you were in this world for a while and you spoke your truth. So that's all we do every day, is we speak our truth, you know, on this show called The Phil Henry Show. And every day you'll hear us do these different little bits of radio theater. That's what we do. We're funnier than any other show on the air. I don't give a crap who you want to mention. And some of them are very good friends of mine. Very good friend, nice people, people I admire. I don't give a crap. Show's funnier than anything. At its best. Some days we're stinking it out, but guess what? So a lot of other people are stinking the joint out, man. 3 hours a day, you're bound to lay an egg. Show's unique. And it's like I'm on a street corner with a bullhorn screaming, who hears? Who knows? And who knows what history it is that we're really making here? We're making radio history. See, I'm not a whore. Well, maybe in some aspects of my life, but not here on the radio. Here in Radio Land, man, we don't whore this thing out. We just do it. And we hope and pray that we have a good staff of people that support us, either in affiliate relations, sales, et cetera, et cetera. I get frustrated. I've talked to salespeople, people who are in charge of selling airtime for the show, and they don't, you know, with all as much hard work as they do, and by God, they do hard, hard work trying to pitch the Phil Hendry show. It's a difficult show to describe to people. But I think the first thing you have to say is it's essentially a comedy show. That's what this is. It's a comedy show. You may not think it's funny, but it's still a comedy show. That's essentially what it is. Then it's a socially satirical show, and then it's sort of a little platform for my angst, and then it's, well, you can fill in your own descriptions after that. But the first three are the most important. Those are the ones that count. Those are the ones that we billboard on the show. And like I said, it's done each and every day. We put a lot of work into this thing. We hope you enjoy it, and we hope that if you're a new listener to the Phil Hendry Show, you stick around because you will gradually find out what this is truly about, this thing called the Phil Hendry Show, this phenomenon, called the Phil Hendry Show. This throwback yet futuristic event on the radio dial called the Phil Hendry Show. Because what's really nuts is even though I started this show 10 years ago and we just got syndicated a year and a half ago, we're still pretty much out on the forward edge of what's going on. And with all due respect, some shows that call themselves cutting edge, they ain't no more. They just ain't. We've been cranking this thing for 10 years, syndication a year and a half, and we're still way out in front. I'm going to have to ratchet it back a little bit here, let people catch up, because there's a few people out there with their freaking tongues hitting the pavement. Now Mike wants me to quote Ed Till here. What other entertainment medium puts out 15 hours each week of programming that actually makes people laugh? Oh, that isn't a quote. That's a Phil Hendry quote. What other entertainment medium puts out 15 hours each week that makes people laugh? I'll tell you. Television. In one show? How about that Weakest Link, man? I tried watching it last night, and when they asked the question, what company did Steve Jobs start, and the answer was IBM, that's when I changed the channel. It was from some woman, man, it could have been anything, I don't know who it was. It was a woman. She says, that Ann Robinson, what company did Steve Jobs start back in the 70s? IBM, goodbye. And, of course, the contestant was BLAQUE, but I don't want to talk about that right now. Was she really black? Well, at least they got him on the show. It's now they just got to win. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.